welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. And I'm Vicky Barcelona. And with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, what is our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029. Or you can email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
And just as an update, how are you feeling?
You know, about the same. But just trekking along. I am seeing the specialist next week.
Yay.
So yay! Yeah, I have the specialist next week and then a CT scan the week after because we had to switch some things around. Mm-hmm. So in the meantime, doing acupuncture still, and I'm going to get an abdominal massage.
What?
In like, I think it's in 2 weeks. It's like right before my CT scan, which honestly sounds horrifying.
What does that entail?
A massage to your abs, I guess.
Well, like,
to your gut, ab. I don't know. I'll let you know how it goes. My doctor suggested that along with the acupuncture because she thought, you know, I could get into those places sooner. And she said, start with the acupuncture. Plus, I've done acupuncture before and that is way less scary for me, you know, needles, I don't care, you know, and they don't mm-hmm. really put them in that far. And so I kind of started with that. And then last time I saw her, she asked if I had tried it yet. And I said no, because I don't know, when it's already kind of a sore area getting massaged. But who knows? I'm kind of down to try whatever. So, but I am kind of nervous about it. But yeah, so things are, the balls are rolling. But they are rolling slower than I thought they would.
Does that put like a damper so far on any plans you had for the summer? Or?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when this first started, I canceled like all of my plans in May.
Like the plans that you had in May?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like going to games, going outings with friends, like everything, because I was just so nervous what triggers it.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's more under control to where I can do things and activities. I'm just, because I'm on medicine, so, you know, and she gave me anxiety pills too, so then when I do go out and do things, I can be less nervous about them.
Ugh.
Yeah. I know, because summer is around the corner, and summer is just like all the barbecues, all the day drinking, all the things that I want to be able to do and not die over or be in pain.
So but, have you found any like foods that you are like excited that you can eat comfortably or no?
Oh, pad thai is my jam.
Really? I'm guessing no spice.
No spice, no vegetables, just rice noodles and tofu. That has been my thing. And I've totally been like branching out, especially on the weekends, especially when like I know I'm in like a safe uh-huh. place or something. Oh, I've been eating all the things and then dying afterwards. But you know, hey, you can't always just be good, and sometimes it's worth it, you know. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely getting better, so I'm curious to see what the specialist will say slash if she'll make me do any more testing or what, because I would like this to fully completely go away and never happen again. But it's getting better, so
I'm glad you're feeling a little better.
Thanks. Yeah, it's something. I'm sorry out there to anyone who have any medical things going on, because that whole world is just a mess. Not even a hot mess, just a straight up mess.
And how's the wedding planning been with that as well?
For my wedding?
Yeah.
A nightmare.
Because I heard that your dad was like, maybe I should not, this is the reason why I should not be invited to meetings, or I should not attend meetings.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was a whole blow up with the planner and my dad and me at a meeting recently. And honestly, like I'm lucky because, you know, my mom's been really helpful and my bridesmaids have been like stepping up too. Mm-hmm. But like, I when I get stressed out, this whatever's happening definitely feels worse. So, you know, I've kind of just tried to be chill about it, man. Try to just like not back burner it, but kind of like have other people do mm-hmm. more things. But I am a control freak, especially when it comes to something like this. So me being like, oh, yeah, OK, you do this or you do that or I trust, you know, it's very hard for me to not be freaking mm-hmm. out about it or then not want to double, triple check their work because I just don't trust them type of thing. So, but luckily, I mean, we have hella time. We're not going to get married till March. We're not doing save the dates. We're just going to straight out send invitations.
Makes it easier and cheaper.
Yeah. And, you know, we already have my outfit kind of in the process of hopefully being made, which is a whole other thing, but we have so much time, so. But hey, if I'm walking down in my birthday suit, whatever.
I mean,
it's my effing wedding, so.
What's gonna happen after?
Everyone else can suck it.
I could totally picture you with, like, not necessarily pasties, but you know how they have, like, those body kind of, like, stickery things all over?
Oh, yeah.
I'm, like, picturing all those, like, bedazzled with, like, beads and, like, rhinestones or and maybe some pearls to
I
make
should
it
just
white.
Have someone, like, paint my body. People do that, too. That
be very
cool.
Mystique-esque.
Yeah, or just like paint my like future fiance's face on my body. He would hate that.
Oh my God, yes.
I love it. Maybe just on my booty cheeks, me and him.
Funny enough, for my cousin's bachelorette party, one of the girls commissioned pictures of the groom as like tattoos.
Oh yeah, I'm doing that. Okay. But I want to do my face. I don't know why I would do... I guess we could do both, but I was like, I'd rather have all of my friends have my face on them and not my groom's. I don't understand really the grooms.
I forget where it's like party time. It's like he's getting. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, I was. I'm like, I got he's not going to be there. I did see like there was a different party who like they brought like a cutout head of the groom and they like brought him to like the strip club or the bar.
Okay, that's
or the,
fantastic.
And I was like, that's actually pretty funny.
That's very smart. I like that.
Yeah, right. And like he was getting drunk too. Obviously, he wasn't because he was a cardboard. But I thought that was a really funny idea. Yeah, but no, I want my friends to have tattoos of me on them. Duh.
What kind of face are you gonna do?
Maybe I'll give them options.
Like
all
a duck
the
face or like a.
I have a lot of face. I mean, I do the tongue out face a lot. That'd
yeah,
be pretty.
You do that.
Or maybe just one with my mouth fully open. With
I like
the
that. I love the crooked little cute mouth.
Yeah, the really crooked mouth. That one could work too. But maybe I should bring ones of my fiance too. Maybe give him an option.
I was going to say, like, I can picture you making them on the bachelor party have ones of your face.
Of me, totally, yeah.
Where are they having their bachelor party? Are they going to do it in...
The guys?
Yeah.
Oh, I have no idea.
You haven't asked?
They don't know. I mean, at first, my guy didn't even want a bachelor party. He was like, I don't care. And I was like, babe. But his best man was like, no, we have to have one. And so he's like, maybe we'll just like go out and like get a cabin somewhere. So he probably wants to go somewhere where there's not a lot of people or things to do, but there's a lot of disc golf courses. That would be what he would want
to do. Okay, Portland sounds great.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, there are really hard disc golf courses in Portland. Like, I don't know how well they would do there. But
I mean, you can get steak and a lovely show.
Yeah, I don't think he wants. I don't think he wants to do that at all. I don't think he has any interest in that. Yeah, he's kind of not really. He's not really a party animal like I am.
Like
really
he,
at all
he
anymore.
Can, I mean, he can hold his own. At least when I had seen him party, like when we go out, he can hold his own.
And you know, we were actually at like a cabin kind of thing this weekend with a few friends, and like him and I were like the turn up ones. And I was like, I'm so glad you can turn it on and you can be like, okay, let's play shots, let's play Rage Cage, let's do this. You know, so it's not just me trying to like. Okay, guys, let's drink type of thing. Mm-hmm. So he can still turn it on, you're right, but that's not really like his go-to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I'm kind of at that. How old is he?
32. It's 32 and a half.
When is his birthday?
November.
Oh, I'm older than him.
By
like a couple of months. Because I'm August.
Oh, yeah, you're August. You're going to be 33.
Yep, and he's going to be 33.
And I just think he's kind of, you know, he's not really like... I don't know. He was never really into a club.
No.
Yeah, or type of thing. But he's like, more of like a sports bar type of guy.
Yeah, there's like different party people like in your 20s. Like you are either the club dancing type or you are like house party type party kind of person, like where you get drunk at house
parties. Everyone better be a house party type of person because those are the best.
Well, like I never really went to too many house parties.
That was probably the problem.
Yeah, I've been to one and I thought it was so cool, but I only knew like one person. It was like, hey, come up. Like, oh no, I've been to two house parties. One I wasn't 21 for.
And doesn't matter at a house party.
Well, this was when I lived with my parents and I was like 19 and my parents had like a very short leash on me at the time.
Oh, so you had a curfew?
Yeah, I had a curfew. They're like, you're living under my house and I'm paying your bills.
My house, my rules.
That kind of a thing. So I was like, I can't drink because I got to drive home in like an hour.
Yeah.
And then the other house party was in Capitol Hill and I didn't really know anybody, so I was like, eh.
Yeah, but the house parties are like the best. I mean, like, if you don't know anybody, like, it's usually really easy to like get to know.
Like, now it would be. This was, I think, when I was like freshly 21, 22.
You've only been to two house parties in your entire life?
I'm now getting flashbacks. I think three. Because there's another one in Capitol Hill, but I knew people there, and that was a lot of fun. We got real wasted on brown sugar bourbon.
That is so sad.
I know. Not many people would have house parties, because either all my friends who would do that went to college, and I went and partied with like my best friend when she was in college with like her buddies and her roommates and stuff. She didn't live in a dorm or anything like that. We went out crazy.
Yeah.
But
I guess, yeah, if you're apartment or dorm. Yeah, that's the problem now, is because you need a house to have a house party.
And I feel like a lot of the times when people have houses like that with a bunch of roommates, it's college.
Yeah,
I didn't
usually.
I didn't go to like finish college. I dropped out. I didn't really know too many people who like had that life. And anybody that I did know that kind of had like house parties, like I'm now remembering, I did go to one with like my ex-boyfriend, but I wasn't even 21 yet, and I had like two drinks. I didn't really
already wasted.
Oh yeah, I didn't start really drinking till I was 22. I was maybe like 19 or 20 when I did this. And so I was like, oh my goodness, I'm so drunk. Like, cause I felt it because I never felt it before. I'm, by the way, if I say, oh my goodness, a lot, it's because my little brother is now repeating bad words. So he was, there's a while he kept saying the S word.
Oh. Oh, like OS. Say it a lot.
So instead of saying that, I now say, oh my goodness. And he says it too. It's adorable, but this is me not trying to swear.
Hey, it's working, I guess, right?
Yeah.
And then so you don't have to edit it out anyway.
Side note, I'm not sick. It's my allergies are killing me. My throat is all kinds of dry out.
No, I'm just kidding. I hear they're really bad this week.
Oh, yeah. No, if I was sick, I'd be home right now. That'd be great.
I just also want to point out, you did go to a house party recently. It wasn't supposed to be a house party, but it turned into a house party. My engagement party.
Oh, yes.
Rude.
So, like, that wasn't
the cops
like,
came at all.
Sorry, I was literally.
Maybe you left before it got really wild, though.
I did.
Oh.
And,
okay.
Like, and it's funny because, like.
Lame.
Yeah.
You didn't have a curfew then, girl.
No, but COVID was still rampant. And I don't think it was from your house party, but I did get COVID like a week and a half later.
Yeah.
Based
I
on the,
thought about that, too.
Based on the timeline, I don't think it was that. I think it was an event we went to for work.
Because
it's like I didn't start feeling symptoms until 5 days after that. So I think that's where I got it.
That would kind of make sense too, because another person of the show got it
at the same time,
but nobody else from that party got it.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, well, you guys always are together and work together. So.
Yeah, I think we got it from a work event.
I was like, so let's not blame my party.
But everyone's like, oh, it's because you went to that party. And so I was,
who said that?
Well, like, there's some people like, I think you got it from the party. I'm not gonna throw the show. Yeah.
I mean, I was like, nobody else knew you were at that party.
Right.
There was nothing on.
But a lot of my friends like, that party looked like so much fun. I saw you in the background in the pictures of the like on Instagram and stuff.
Oh, my boom.
Yeah.
I forgot you were in that boom.
Yeah. But like even other ones are like, I see you in the pictures and stuff. You look like you were crazy getting down. But as it was getting crazy, like I was starting to get not uncomfortable, because I'm like, I really wanted to stay and hang out more. But I was just. I feel like now that I've gotten COVID everyone's more vaxxed up and stuff, I feel a little bit more comfortable going to things and doing things now. But at the time, it was still new.
Oh.
And nobody that, yeah, like, I mean, I think I was, you got COVID first before I did?
Yeah, I did. I got COVID first out of everyone. Go me.
But then I was just like, oh, crap, I
just
got
kidding.
It.
Don't really go me.
No.
But now it's like everyone just gotten it, you're getting it, maybe you're never going to get it. Maybe you're special.
They're doing studies on people who haven't gotten it yet.
Yeah, my fiance won't shut the F up about it. He's like, they want to do studies on me because I got that alien blood. I'm like, okay, babe, you're not that special. Calm down. But actually, you kind of are.
Well, like, Rev hasn't gotten it yet. Danny hasn't gotten it yet.
I'm surprised Danny. I mean, Rev, I'm not surprised. He's been very careful about it. But
right.
Danny does all the things all the time and takes all the flights to all the places.
So I was shocked
he didn't get it.
Well, my folks haven't either, and my brother hasn't either. Either of my brothers haven't.
Do they do a lot of things, though?
Yeah, their jobs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
they all work literally in the public or with people going into different people's houses for whatever their job is.
Yeah, but it's still not like... like going to like sporting events or like Mariner, you know, like
no,
where
it's not like huge crowds,
thousands and thousands of people,
but they are around strangers and their homes all day. My brother, granted, he works for the city, but so he's around his coworkers and then whatever people he may run into. So that's the weird thing too, because I got it and they didn't, and I spent time with them because I didn't start showing symptoms till like Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's
so,
like,
so I was with them all the time. They didn't get it. So maybe they have the alien blood too.
Maybe they're going to do the, are they going to do the tests? I don't even know what the tests are. It sounds really sketchy though.
No, I don't know either. I don't know.
Just take your blood and see like why it's special.
I don't know. Like, I mean, some people get freaked out. Like, I don't want them to have my DNA in my blood. I'm like, what?
I just don't know what tests they would do. That's why I'd be a little sketched about it. If it's like more than just taking blood.
Well, I'm not just referring to this. I'm just saying in general, because that reminded me of my cousin. I was asking her. So my cousin doesn't have a relationship with her biological mom.
Okay.
And I know she's obviously half Mexican from her dad's side, and she's half white. She's like, have you ever been curious to know what other things you may have, like, in your ancestry? She's like, no, I don't want them having, you know, my DNA on file, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, bitch, your husband's in the Army and you were in the Army Reserves. You don't think they have all the information on you already?
They all got all the information.
They already have you. They own you guys. Like,
maybe she wouldn't want other people to like reach out to her, or maybe she wouldn't want to know. Does she know who her biological mom is? Mm-hmm. Oh, she like just doesn't know like what.
So she had like she was with her biological mom, I think, up until like three or four.
Okay.
And her mom just had a lot of issues and drugs. And she knows some of her steps, her half siblings.
Okay.
So she has a bunch of half siblings.
But she doesn't know like her like what white she is.
No, like ancestry-wise, like maybe she's Scottish or German or whatever it is. But she was close to her maternal grandmother, so her biological mom's mom before she passed away.
Oh.
So she was close there, but I don't think they ever talked about ancestry or anything like
that. Oh, or like what she was. Mm-hmm. Weird.
Yeah. This is the cousin with the beautiful little girls. Like, I'm just like, what mix is that? Because that is so pretty.
That's what you want to know.
I know. I'm like, I need to know what to marry. I need to have beautiful babies.
Yeah, this specific person.
I need to have the right blend, the milkshake. What's the right secret blend. Recipe? Just kidding.
Yeah, that, I mean, well, and those are so like, don't they change all the time anyway?
Yeah.
So.
And the reason why this is all fresh in my head, my friend recently also posted on Facebook today, and her dad, when he was still alive, like, was a very tan man. He was very, I think the word is swarthy.
Oh.
According to Bob's Burgers, it means dark and hairy.
That's fair.
And she's like, I could have sworn he was Native American, but all my ancestry test just says white. White. And even if you look at her, you're like, there has to be something else, right? Yeah. Because she doesn't look like standard white. And I was like, just wait, your DNA test. Like, as they get more information, it will change.
Yeah, but then it's always changing.
Right?
So when do you ever know, like, what's actually legit?
In the year 2000. I don't know.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, why would you even, I mean, because I don't know what half of me is. But, like, I'm like, if it's always changing, then.
It's interesting because I think it's more or less they're trying to find the connections. Like my other cousin did it, and it's fun to see how accurate they are on some things. So the cousin I went to the bachelorette party, I recently checked, and it's like, we found a person we are like this percent sure is your like a first cousin.
Okay.
I'm like, yeah, that's
you too.
Yeah.
Got
I'm like
it.
Yeah, that is my first cousin, that's Jess, hey. And then there's like, oh, this person we think is like your second or third cousin. I'm like, who the hell is that name sounds, oh yeah, that's my Aunt Veronica.
Oh,
it's like I call her my aunt, but she's technically like a second or third cousin or some crap. Wait, second cousin, yes.
And they told you that on the
thing, yeah.
So and they are accurate.
Uh-huh. And they
with
have
that.
They have other ones where like this is like a fifth cousin twice removed. Like they have other ones they believe could be, and so you can connect and be like, oh no, I do know this person, or yeah, that is, I can confirm this or not, or you can reach out to them and be like, hey.
I mean, that does sound kind of cool. I mean, right now at this moment in my life, it sounds like an absolute headache. Yeah. You know what I mean? But like sometime when I'm like, oh, I want to find out like this, that, or the other, because
I mean, it'll only get better. So once the technology gets better and they get more accurate, then I mean, sure.
Yeah, be like, what's up? You're my cousin. They'll be like, cool. I don't really care. I'll probably never meet you. But okay, cool. Nice. Because I doubt they'll live in Seattle, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Not to get too morbid.
Oh, but golly. I feel like we've been going down the morbid path recently.
No, it's kind of like effed up. But there's a gal I follow. She's a comedian. She's really funny. And she was posting a lot of her stand-up stuff. And then she started talking about, like in her stand-up, she talks about how she is a donor baby.
Like, like she doesn't know who her dad is because her dad was just the sperm.
Technically, yes. So I think her, the dad who raised her, because they were married, the mom and dad, I don't think his stuff worked. So they got, they went to a clinic and they got donor sperm. So she knows her mother. And it turned out that the doctor that did this all for them wasn't actually giving them the sperm they asked for.
Oh, and giving him his own. Mm-hmm. They have Netflix movies about this.
Right. But there's so many. And she talks about, she's very much about the advocacy in talking about it. She's like, the reason I'm making a big deal about this, like, for, there's many reasons. It's like, you don't know how many people this guy's fathered, if it's like in the hundreds.
Oh, yeah. Some of them, that like, I watched one of the documentaries on, and one of them, there was a lot of
Like, go to school and you're like, oh, I really like this person. And you end up getting married and then you have children with deformities and you find out that that's your sister or your brother. Like, how messed up is that?
Oh my goodness, I would die.
And there's also, in a lot of like clinics and states, there's no laws saying like, hey, this, you need to disclose your medical history, any pre-existing things or anything. Because that was what happened with another kid. He was a donor kid, and his donor, the donor didn't disclose that he had like really bad depression and all these other things. And the kid grew up and he ended up, you know, taking his own.
He just said like the good things.
Yeah. Or just like, hey, this is what I look like. I'm a good looking dude.
Well,
hey.
I guess like if you donate, you're going to say all the good things, but like if they don't do like
a background check
or like a medical check.
Right.
Like,
and that's what they should be doing, but it's not required. And so that's what a lot of like what she does. She's trying to like raise awareness and get advocacy to make this harder for crap like this to happen.
I wonder if her donor is still alive, because I think the Netflix one I watched, he was dead. The guy who did this.
I think he's still alive.
Woo! Could he be put in jail?
I mean, based on, like, it's all these loopholes and everything right now, no. So they're trying to, like, fight against that.
Oh, that's so weird, especially if you're the mom, too. And, right. Like, thought it was, and then it was really your doctor's stuff, and
There's a, I know it's not a documentary, but it's, like, a TV, like, a Netflix thing they did a while back, a couple years ago, where the same story, like, wait. The doctor used their stuff, and now I have like 100 siblings. So they did like a reunion, like all the siblings come together, like let's hear.
We all kind of look alike.
Let's hear for the brothers. Woo! Let's hear for the sisters. There's only three or four girls out of like the 100. Like it was mostly all boys. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
But I want to see that show now.
I think there's another one too. I think there was like two different doctors, and now there's two different documentaries. But honestly, like if I was a doctor back then, I would never think technology would be to where it is now, to where you can like find your siblings or parents or
right.
Whatever.
On top of that, like every like there's no laws that made it illegal to do so, even though ethically it's not cool. So I know that was kind of a
Downer.
It's fascinating though. I'm loving, like, I want to go see these documentaries now.
I wonder if any like donors are on like Ancestry now. You know what I mean?
Like, even
that would be really trippy to maybe want to find out about yourself, but all of a sudden now you're just like, oh, that's probably my kid. That's probably my kid too. Oh, that's
or I mean, if you're the donor itself, but if you're a donor kid, you can go on Ancestry and you can figure out like, oh, I have this half sibling or this person, or that's what I'm like. You can maybe find nobody, or maybe you will find a bunch of people.
Yeah, and then I wonder how like the parents feel about that. You know, like in this situation when the dad couldn't do it. So, you know, but that's his dad, but then all of a sudden like he's finding this whole other family.
Right. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, wow. Well, yeah.
Anywho, let's change it up. It's like, I mean, still going to talk about sisters, but I've read this and I've seen it. Oh, I love it. Because it's about being petty.
Oh, you love being petty.
I love petty.
You love
I don't
it.
Have the balls to be petty.
I mean, you could probably be a little petty.
A little petty, but like full on let's F some stuff up.
I'm like not, it's surprising, but I'm really not good at being petty.
But do you enjoy reading petty stories or hearing petty things?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, like I'll live vicariously through someone.
Right. It's like, I just love hearing someone get their comeuppance. Like,
okay, how old are you? Their comeuppance.
Well, they said that on the show I was talking about earlier off mic. It's called Crossing Swords. It's on Hulu. It's made by Seth Green. It's very Robot Chicken, but they all have the same toys. It's not like different toys playing around. And so.
And they say comeuppance.
They say comeuppance a couple of times. And I think it's hilarious. I love it.
You should have your brother start saying it too.
Like both of them. Yeah. I think the older one will like roll his eyes at me and the other one will be like, no, you're telling
still
me what
roll
to do
his
now.
Eyes at you.
Yeah. He does. He'll do like the under eye, the. There's different eyes. There's the eye roll. There's the side eye. There's the look up and down eye. He does the, like, I think it's kind of like the Stanley Kubrick stare, but without smiling, where he's, like, kind of looking.
Oh, it looks evil. I don't like that.
Yeah, he'll do that, like, I'm like, what? What's with the face, huh? Yeah. What's with the hairy eyeball, kid?
That's what it's called.
Yeah. But he's doing both of them instead of just one. But I got a petty story about sisters.
Okay. We both can't relate to this maybe because we don't have a sister. But all right, let's do it.
This is about half sisters. So the title says, am I the a-hole for changing party plans, quote unquote, last minute to spite my half sister?
Oh, okay.
You don't like it when people change things last minute.
I immediately was going to say, yes, you are the a-hole.
So my half sister, Heather, not really her name, and I never got along. We are both 24, and my father left my mother for her mother, and we were born the same month, 20 days apart.
Dang.
It has always been weird. It doesn't help that Heather's mom hates me and my mom. By extension, Heather and I do not have the best relationship. She has always tried to one-up me. Even though we both have a similar economic background, I can give examples of this, but for the sake of the word limit, I won't write them in here. So now my fiance and I got engaged last month and had our engagement party this Saturday. We had it planned out originally as a casual formal event, like nice dresses, but not I'm going to the Met Gala ball nice, like more like we're going to a nice restaurant. Nice. Anyway, my cousin hits me up and says she has to show me something. It was a picture of the dress Heather was going to wear to the engagement party.
Okay.
The dress, Jesus Christ. It can only be described as opulent. It was long and white, strapless, with sewn in crystals and golden accents.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure it was a wedding dress, but I can't be 100%. This made me really mad. It could only be described. So I decided F that. I started texting people telling them that there had been a change of plans. And that instead of casual formal, I decided to make it a costume party. My mother's side is crazy for Halloween, so they were immediately on board. I told my father via text and asked him to relay the message to Heather and her mother, knowing full well that he would forget or leave it to the last minute. Saturday comes along and guests start showing up, and most of them in costume. Some didn't have the time to get one, so we just provided them with fun hats and cheap wigs. Heather and my dad and her mother come like an hour late. That shows how excited they were for it. As soon as she notices that everyone was either wearing elaborate costumes or weird accessories and she didn't stand out, she lost it.
Really?
Especially when my fiancé came around and told her that her bride dress looked amazing for a cheap costume.
Oh, that's brilliant.
I love her fiancé. It's like, marry him again or again and again. She left crying, and her mother and my father told me that I was being childish and I could have told Heather myself and not have tasked my father. Am I really the a-hole?
I mean, well, you could have just told her in the first place to not wear that.
You think she, like,
party.
Based on this relationship, the way it sounds, I don't think she would. She would have either complained about it or still done it anyways.
I mean, I'm kind of a cold-hearted bitch that if I told you not to wear something and you wore it anyway, you wouldn't be invited to the wedding.
Right, but this is also,
so,
like,
I don't care if you're half-sister, full-sister, I don't care. But hell no.
But could you imagine, like, especially because it seems like the dad, like, is on her, like, the stepsister side all the time.
Well, because he's married to
the mom, yeah. So it's just like, oh, you didn't invite your sister, then I'm not going to go, or this or that.
I mean, that is his. I mean, it sounds like he's doing that anyway.
He's the a-hole, too.
He's between the daughter and the wife. Like, that's a horrible place for anyone to be. Right. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I kind of think they're both the a-hole.
Someone did say, because this is, I tried going to the original Reddit post, but it's been deleted since. I don't know what that means.
One of them is getting a lot of heat, probably.
Yeah. Either that or it wasn't real, but I like to think it was, because this does sound like something somebody would do.
Oh, totally.
Luckily, the screenshots lived on Facebook, and so I'm reading the Facebook comment section.
Okay.
One person says, yeah, you're probably the a-hole, but so what? Own that crap. That sister is an a-hole, and sometimes you have to be the one to save your own sanity.
Yeah, see? Both the a-hole.
She changed it to a costume party, and she told her dad, knowing her dad wasn't going to be on top of things.
Yeah, she did it very intentionally, which she probably has the mother or the stepsister and the stepsister's mother's contact info
right.
to tell them herself.
I'm curious to see what would have happened if she told her, it's a costume party. Like, what would she have shown up wearing then?
I have no idea. But also, like, costume parties, like, I mean, some people can, like, kind of stand out, but, like, not really.
No, like, you can, unless you come in with, like, a full-on, like, mech suit that you see at Comic-Con.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, or, like, giant, like, moving wings or parts or whatever robotic pieces, you're not really going to stand out.
Yeah, and also, like,
unless you're fully naked and you do some, like, spray paint on mystique stuff.
I mean that could either stand out in a good way or a really, really bad way. But I'm also curious, like, opaque, is that a white thing?
You mean opulent?
Or opulent, yeah, whatever color it was.
I don't actually know what that means. I thought it just meant fancy.
I don't know. Because I was thinking, like, oh, okay, if they think it's a wedding dress, then is it, like, white?
Opulent means ostentatiously rich, luxurious, or lavish.
Oh, okay. So I was totally wrong.
She was wearing like a fancy, yeah, so it's
but it
fancy.
But it was white, right?
Yes.
See, that just...
With crystals, it was long, and it was a strapless one. Yeah.
See, that sounds, yeah, and they thought it was a wedding dress. So I'm like, okay, that's already weird that it's white. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know.
Like, definitely she was trying to go up in one-upper.
That's like a terrible, in my opinion, that is so awkward.
It's disrespectful.
Well, and like, why? This isn't your engagement party. This is like, if you look like an embarrassment because you're trying to be the bride when you're not the bride, like that to me, like, is just
tacky
and like pathetic. And like, no one would be like, oh, wow, cool dress. They'd be like, why the hell are you wearing that? This was supposed to be like just little like picnic dresses. Like what?
Right. Unless you are told specifically you are supposed to wear white. Like I went to a bachelorette party once where we all wore white except the bride wore black.
Edgy.
Because yes, that was her jam, I guess. Whether it's a bridal shower, engagement party, bachelorette, any of those things, you do not wear white.
Yeah, unless you're the bride-to-be. But also, like, yeah. I think that's, like, why wear white anyway besides those occasions? Like, I mean, I guess some people like white, but it's so easy to stain.
Oh, my God, I'm spilling stuff on it.
Right? I mean, that could have been another thing. You could have just had her wear that dress and then just have some petty plan to ruin it.
Oh, that I actually, so I've been reading a lot and listening to a lot of Am I the A-hole stories. There's one about something like that happening.
Really? See, that's kind of, I mean.
I'll have to find it.
I would love to see pictures of this whole thing and her dress because that would have been funny. And then also, I wonder what the bride dressed up as because it would have to be something white, right?
I mean, at that point, you don't have to.
That's true. You can do what you want. It's a costume party.
Right. You can be a fairy princess or whatever it is that you want to feel like wearing.
See,
a pirate.
As a guest, if I got a last minute text saying it's a costume party, I would hate this bride. I'd be like, bitch, now I got to dress up as a costume. I was going to wear this nice little dress.
You could still pun. You can be a sexy cat in the dress or sexy whatever.
Just draw on a nose and some whiskers and
do whatever the hell you want.
Well, I guess some people didn't all dress up, so be one of those that doesn't. Yeah, that's weird.
But I'm trying to find this guy or this one because it was just chef's kiss.
See, Vicky loves the pettiness. She for sure is on board with this person who's the bride. Yeah.
Like, logically, was she an a-hole for doing that? Sure. But
you're like, no.
But did the sister deserve it? Yes.
Yeah, the mom should really have been like, why the hell were you going to wear that dress anyway? Or did you wear that dress?
All right, I found the story.
Okay.
And I think you're going to enjoy it. I purposely spilled a giant glass of wine on my mother at my brother's wedding.
You're their mother?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Last month, my brother got married to the woman he has spent the last 7 years of his life with.
Oh.
My sister-in-law is a wonderful woman, and I am more than happy for the two of them. Well, my mother, being the venomous demon she is, decided that one of the most important days in her oldest child's life must be made about her in some way. She showed up in an incredibly frilly white bridal dress.
Ugh.
Her dress was so, it was much more of a bridal dress than the bride's that day as well. She was the talk of the whole event for all the wrong reasons, mind you. My brother didn't even know if she would show up after a previous meltdown of hers, but he didn't even know what to do when he walked down the aisle to see her sitting in the front row. My sister-in-law looked livid as well when she saw her. Mm. So imagine, you're not even in the back. You don't even see them. You get to the front, get to the altar, and you see them right there.
Yeah.
And you can't do anything. At the lunch afterwards, things only got worse, and I knew my mother was going to ruin the day. So I decided to take one for the team. We were served glasses of red wine at lunch, and I asked for mine to be filled to the brim. I walked over to where my mother was sitting and, quote unquote, tripped, dousing her perfect white dress.
Oh!
I nearly got on my knees groveling to apologize, and she missed the lunch and much of the first half of the reception, driving back home, 4-hour round trip, to change into the dress my brother had originally bought for her.
Dang.
The maid of honor ended up slipping me a text right after the scene telling me I deserved an Oscar for my performance. I didn't plan on coming to the internet to brag about destroying a bridal dress and causing a scene at my brother's wedding, but I just received a bottle of red wine from my sister-in-law with a card saying, "Enjoy the best bottle of wine I could find for the best wedding gift you could have given us."
Wow, that's so savage.
Someone's like, real heroes don't wear capes, they spill wine.
Dang. That is so ballsy of that brother to do that.
But like, the mom is clearly like got some issues.
Crazy, yeah. She's like a bridezilla mom.
Yeah, like, I guess
groomzilla mom.
I heard a term. It's a groom King Kong, because bridezilla and King Kong.
Oh.
Yeah. I thought that was cute.
Groom King Kong, that's funny. Wow.
But there are people that do that. They'll go, like, I've watched picture, like, I've seen compilations and stuff of this, where it's like the stepmom of, like, the daughter will go in a bridal dress to her stepdaughter's wedding, or the mom, or the mother-in-law.
That's like the weirdest thing ever to me.
Or even sometimes I've seen just random guests that show up. They can't stand not being the center of attention. I saw one, she was like in a white dress in the middle of the dance floor, like soaking up the attention.
God, that's like such a weird way to get attention.
She wasn't like a woman. I don't want to say older, because that implies like that she was probably like in her 50s. 40s older. Or 50s, I guess. Yeah.
But not like old lady cute.
Not like, yeah. Like,
Also, I think it's like really crazy that she drove 4 hours round trip to go change. I would have just stayed in the wine soaked dress.
I would have just gone home. At that rate,
you
would have,
like, you would miss the entire thing pretty much.
Right? Like, I would have just gone home.
Also, having a wedding and then a lunch and then a reception.
I'm thinking the lunch was probably like my guess.
Maybe like the dinner part.
Yeah, like the reception's like the dinner part, and the lunch is probably like wine and like finger food.
Oh,
that's okay, my guess. Okay. Unless they really have money, I don't know.
I was like, dang, this is a long ass way. Well, the fact that you could be gone for 4 hours and still not miss the entire thing is
so like half the reception. Let's say that's like 2 or 3 hours of the reception, an hour of lunch.
Mm. But then you have the ceremony too.
Well, the ceremony had already happened.
Yeah, but like, you know, that's a long. Mm. It's a long day.
Unless the ceremony was, what, like maybe 30 minutes? Because I've been to weddings where they'll do, like, they had the ceremony, and then they had us all go into, like, a lobby area, and that's where we had, like, wine.
Cocktail hour,
so they could set up the room we were in for the ceremony and turn it into.
Yeah, that's very, like traditional, yeah.
So, like, that, maybe it's more of a cocktail hour, but maybe with more food, unless, who knows? But, like, there are people that do that.
That's so, I love that. I love that it was, like, her son, too, that did it.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if she ever, like, thought that was on purpose. Because it sounded like he, like, had an Oscar performance.
Like,
so.
He was just like, I'm so sorry, Mama.
I love that. I wish I was there. I would love to see it. Honestly, like, if someone was wearing, like, something like that, I'd probably ask a friend to, hey, will you just, I don't know if they would actually do it, though. And if they did actually do it, would I feel bad about it?
Like,
especially because, like, you don't know how much that dress was.
I don't care.
Sometimes red wine on white, I don't know if that's going to come out of her.
Probably not. Like, something like, I've also listened to, like, the not, like, craziest thing you've seen at a wedding stories and stuff, like the Am I the A-hole, like, audio stories. And there is one where I think a person was making a scene. Like, I think it was something along the lines of this woman, like, objected, and she was like,
oh, cool.
So, oh, yeah, there's, like, a whole one. I might send it to you so you can take it, listen to them, because they're just fun to listen
to. I feel like that's such a movie thing. Like,
right?
It never really happens in real life.
So what ended up happening, so the wife, I think, was American, and the husband was Korean.
Okay.
And the woman, like, objected in Korean, was yelling and blah, blah, blah. And so the wife didn't know what she was saying. And one of the older women in the family came up to her and just slapped her. And then the groomsmen took her out. Apparently, like, they're like, oh, no, she was just upset that you're marrying American. And it turns out, like, they, like, made a promise when they were kids, like, little kids. Like, we're going to get married one day. And she's like, that should have been me. You should be marrying me. But the weirder part is that they're actually related in one way or another. I don't know if they're, like, cousins or second cousins, so it's, like, even weirder.
Was she kidding or was she serious?
Like, she was serious because she was, like, all full-on crying and everything. Oh.
What?
I'm just
that,
like,
wow.
It makes me feel like I've been
so awkward, too, if you're just standing up there and someone's objecting and you're like, okay, well, we don't really care what you think.
But a lot of these stories, I love that, like, the groomsmen take charge and they're like, okay, we're getting you out of here. Or, you know, Uncle Dan starting swearing up a storm, you know, saying racist things. We're just going to take them out. Like, I think that was the idea of, like, the groomsmen being, like, helpers in case something went wrong back in the day when
the
they did,
ushers.
Like, the arranged marriages. I don't know. Like, I don't remember the story about groomsmen, but I felt like it had something to do with that.
Well, my parents and grandparents keep calling them ushers. Like, usher them in, seat them, kind of be like, well, the people that,
so there's,
here we go.
There's ushers, like, from what what I've seen in certain places, like, you'll have, like, maybe one or two ushers that aren't groomsmen, but they are, the ushers, like, telling you where to sit, because sometimes some people will do.
My parents, they keep calling them the same thing. But, like, ushers are groomsmen.
Sometimes they are, I guess. Sometimes, like, the ones I've seen have only had your groomsmen, and then your ushers were separate.
Oh.
Because then the groomsmen would go up and be on the stage next to people, and the ushers would stay back, like, helping, still seating.
But everyone better be sat down by the time people are going down the aisle. Shoot.
Right, unless someone's late.
Hell no. If you're late, you are not coming in. I don't give two F's. If you cannot show up to my damn wedding on time, you do not deserve to be there. Even if you flew all the way to Vegas, I don't care.
Oh, there's another objection story where there was this guy and gal worked together for a while and they dated, but ended up, like, you know, breaking it off, but they were still friends. And so the gal ended up a couple years later, gets engaged and is getting married. And they noticed that coworker that had dated her was nowhere to be seen. So they're like, oh, crap. Where,
like,
is
from
he?
Work?
From work. The one that she used to date.
Oh.
Because all the other coworkers were there, right?
Yeah.
And then right when the objection part happens, the door opens and they're all like, oh, crap. And, like, he, like, quietly, like, sits in a seat. Apparently he had twisted his ankle going to the place. And so that's why he was late.
Oh, so he didn't mean to go.
He didn't mean to be late or get in at that time. But everyone was like,
is he going to object? Dude, I would absolutely love to be at a wedding where someone objects. I just want to see that drama.
Oh,
and see what the object person says.
Right?
Like, I object. And then it's like, okay, well, what are you going to confess your love? What are you going to say someone cheated on someone? Like, what is this?
Some are cute, like, that I've listened to or read. Some of them are just dumb. Like, did you ever watch Family Guy, like, the original, like, first couple seasons?
Not really, no.
So there's a part, like, a little skit part where it's like, oh, I hope it goes better than the last wedding I went to. And there's the part with the objection, and Peter Griffin's like, wait, really? No one's going to say it? It's going to have to be me that says it. All right. Genital warts! And yells that out. And apparently a guy at a wedding decides to do the exact same thing, thinking it would be funny. And he was firmly and politely told to not attend the reception, and they never spoke to him again.
Really? That happened in real life?
Yeah, like, because of the Family Guy skit. Like, he thought it'd be funny to recreate that, and his friends are like, F you.
Dude, well, I've seen, like, some of them where they're like fake, or they're planned.
Yeah, like a...
Or whatever, it's like a little skit.
Like a pirate,
like,
thing.
Funny,
let's fight.
Haha, but, like, I'm like, I'm going to be so nervous as it is. I don't want any of that. I don't want any objections or pretend objections or...
I've read ones where they're like, my mom's crazy. Can you just leave that part out? Just don't even bring that up.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, you know, it's like, does anybody object? Like, just skip that part.
Oh.
So they won't even, like, the person who's performing the wedding isn't, doesn't even say it.
Oh. Yeah, now I'm trying to think, the weddings I've been to, do they even say that or not anymore? I mean, I don't remember. I mean, if anyone objects, it's going to be hella awkward. I don't give a F.
The one cute one I did here was this kid's dad was getting married to his stepmom. Okay. And the stepmom had a son, too. So it was him and his soon-to-be stepbrother. And when they said the objection thing, he, like, quietly and politely raises his hand. And his stepdad's like, what's up? He's like, I want you to promise me you'll take me fishing anytime I want. Like, something like that. They were little kids.
Oh, that's funny.
And he's like, and then you can do this. And so, or something like that.
And it was just, like, totally random.
Just totally random and, like, innocent and sweet. And I was like, aw.
He has no idea what's going on.
Yeah. Just like, I want to make sure we get this. Okay, this is a verbal contract. I want to go fishing. You got to take me fishing now.
Yeah. Everyone, there are so many witnesses. That's cute. Yeah, I'm actually going to be in a wedding this Friday.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, and the bride and groom have 4 kids, so that'll be interesting to see how that goes together.
I remember it's been like a couple of years of this wedding in the making.
I literally have their save the date, and I've had to cross off the date, I think, 3 or 4 times. Yeah, the maid of honor was like, can you bring that to the bridal shower? So I brought that because it was just hilarious. Like, wow, it was supposed to happen then and then and then.
Where's it going
to
be at?
Well, they are Catholic. Wait, are they Catholic? They're Catholic. I always get Catholic and Christian confused.
I mean, they have 4 kids, so I'm leaning towards Catholic.
Yes. Yeah, I think so. But yeah, so I've never been more excited in my life to have a rehearsal, like an actual practice for something, because she was explaining it all to me. And I am a noob when it comes to all of this. So like, I was
the
like,
religious
weddings.
Yeah.
I've never, mm-hmm. I've never been to one, nor, let alone been in one.
Oh, I hate them.
So it was, she was like explaining everything to me. And I was like, you're literally speaking a different language. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, but so anyway, so it's at a church, and then the reception's at a different church. I don't really know why, but yeah. So it'll be interesting in general, because I don't know what's going on. And then with her 4 kids. So I wonder if like any, you know, if they, I mean, we'll see. I mean, kids are just like, they do what the hell they want. They'll be like, you want me to throw these flowers? I'm just going to stand here. Like, you want me to bring your ring? Sucks. I'm going to throw your ring.
Well, it won't be too bad if they don't perform an actual mass along with it, if it's Catholic. That's where it gets long.
I mean, I think this is going to be pretty long.
Yeah, because usually, like, if you just do a ceremony, it's not too bad. To be fair, most of the Catholic weddings I have been to have been Mexican Catholic weddings, so there's a little bit more traditions and things that get done during the ceremony.
Oh, really?
There is the lasso portion of it, is what they call it. So it is basically, it looks like a giant rosary, but it has 2 parts to it. And so part of it is that you go up and the lasso, like you put the part of it like over, like on somebody, and then the other part to the spouse. And it signifies that they are now bound together.
This sounds kind of familiar. Wait, they are Hispanic.
Oh, okay. Then yeah, they're doing that.
I was like, wait a second. Why does this sound? I think maybe she explained this to me.
Yeah, oh, they're doing that. Then there's the
we're singing at some point.
There's going to be the jarras, I think is what they're called. Jarros, which is coins. And it's like it's like a little doodad box with coins. And it's a certain amount of coins, and it signifies like working together, like your money or some crap together. You are now one. Like, this is going to like bring you, I don't know.
I know they're doing the cracker and wine thing. Everyone. Oh, yeah. And I'm like,
you're not supposed to do that.
Oh, everyone's supposed to do it. But if you don't, if you're not Catholic, you just cross your arms and go
up. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But everyone is going to.
Yeah. That is the body of Christ and the blood of Christ. So
I'm like, everyone's going to know. Everyone's going to know I'm a fraud.
No. I mean, if you accept it and you haven't had your first communion, then that is bad.
That's what my fiance says. He's like, no, have you had your first communion? You don't get that cracker or that wine. And I'm like, oh my God.
You don't. And if you did take the wine, people are like, oh, you got to take a drink. No, it's literally a sip. And if I remember, we had a big, big church, or whenever it was like an Easter event or whatever, like you had a rash in that. So sometimes they're like, just a little bit, let it touch your lips, and that's all you have.
So I can't chug it?
No, I don't even, like, sometimes they'll do, some churches I've seen do like little plastic cups. little shots.
So we don't little shots of wine.
I mean, it's COVID time, so maybe.
So, okay, but I don't get any of that, right?
No.
So I just walk up there.
So the priest, so you put your arms, you cross your arms, you go up to the priest. The priest will kind of bless you, put his hand on your head and bless you, and then you walk away.
OMG.
But this, like, I mean, it's not just for people who haven't had their first communions. It's also for people who haven't had confession. So my mom, sometimes she's like, I haven't gone to confession in a little while, so I don't feel like I can take the host or the body of Christ right now. La hostia is how they're said in Spanish. So she would just go and get blessed and then continue on until she did go into confession.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. Oh, yeah. I was just like, if you had your first communion, you always get that cracker.
No, not always. My mom's like, you've been naughty. You know, it's like, you haven't gone and confessed in a while. Like,
you don't deserve this.
I'm like, but I want a snack.
Yeah, I'm a little hungry.
I mean, the wine that the church I used to go to had was pretty good. I was like 10 years old. I'm like, that sip was good.
Let's do this. Yeah, it should be very interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be a long
one. But I will say, well, I hope that I may have just made it up, but we sit down, right?
Yes.
Oh, thank the Lord. Yes. I was lit because, you know, weddings.
Bridesmaid?
I'm a bridesmaid. So, like, not normal weddings, but like weddings that just are like 30-minute ceremony. The bridesmaids and groomsmen stand up there the whole time. But with something like this, I'm like, are we going to stand up for this? Like, I have not broken in these heels. My feet hurt already.
I guess it depends on how they set you up.
Oh, like if there's a spot for us to sit?
Yeah, because sometimes they want you standing by their side, right? And I've been to ones where the bridesmaids are just sit in the front row.
Yeah, like they walk up.
And then like they'll eventually sit down because they'll have people come up.
Yeah.
I've talked about like the quote unquote godparents for each thing for like a quinceañera.
Oh.
That's kind of what they do too in like weddings. So you'll have like your godparents that present your the lasso thing. So they're the ones in charge of buying it, but also putting it on you. So it's kind of to also signify that these particular people are going to be like your mentors when it comes to like marriage advice and stuff in theory.
Yeah, she was mentioning to me like everybody walking down the aisle like before, like, and she is having everyone and her literally mother walk down the aisle. Like, oh, so many people. I was like,
yeah,
what the hell? Like, I'm exhausted for all of us.
I mean, this is not necessary, but you'll probably notice. You haven't been to an actual Catholic mass either, right?
No.
None of it. Okay.
I don't think so.
So one thing you'll notice too, I'm going to give you all my deets from when
This is finally coming handy.
Yeah, freaking how many years? You'll notice that some people, when you pass the altar, so whether you're crossing from one side of the room to the other and you pass the altar, you're supposed to stop. Some people will take a knee and like do the, I don't know what it's called in Spanish, but it's like where you like you press your hand on your forehead. So like for the Father, Son, and then your chest, and then you do like the cross motion and the Holy Spirit. So the across your face and chest. So you're supposed to kind of do that as like a sign of respect at the like when you cross the altar. So you'll probably see people doing that. Some people kneel and do the
cross. See, I'm like, I'm on like the line of like, I don't want to be disrespectful, but I also don't want to like be a
poser.
Yeah. Yeah. Like everyone else is doing this. I'm like, okay, wait, should I do it? Like, should I not do it? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's that weird, like,
right.
I hope it becomes really obvious what I should and shouldn't do. Like, I'll pretend to know these songs. I'll pretend to sing along.
Are the songs going
to
be in Spanish?
I have no idea. I won't know them either way.
I'm wondering if it's like, if they're Hispanic, if they're like, I used to do a lot of church events when I was a kid. Like we would go to like retreats and different churches. Like we'd come up to churches and do like a weekend retreat.
Oh yeah.
And we'd do a lot of the singing. Like, and a lot of times we'd bring our own, like people from like my church, we'd come and bring like that band and they would sing. So I'm sure a lot of the music and songs were like
shared. Yeah.
Because the one thing I remember that was different from like the Catholic Mass, which was always earlier in the morning, and then like the Mexican Mass or the Latino Mass, was that the American songs were just very traditional. They're like, holy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Not quite like a operatic or anything like that you'd get like at a big Catholic cathedral or something. But then like the Mexican Latino church was always like, hey.
Let's go. I hope it's like that.
Like, and that was a lot of our music. And I'm trying to remember any that I really liked and I can't. All I'm thinking about is the piñata song.
What's the piñata song?
So when
I love piñatas and I've never sang a song.
So I had to do this for my friend's son's birthday a few months ago because her ex-husband is Mexican, so they would always do the song. So my friend's like, I kind of remember the song. What's the song? And you sing the song to chirp at the person hitting the piñata, but it also, when the song is done, that means your turn is done.
Oh, that's smart.
So it keeps it timed out. But it's like, dale, 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 no pierdas el tiro, porque si lo pierdes, pierdes el camino. Ya le diste una, ya le diste dos, ya le diste tres, y ya se acabó. Basically, it's like, come on, it's like don't mess up, make sure you hit the mark, because if you don't, then you lose it all or whatever.
Aww.
And it's like now you've hit it once, now you've hit it twice, now you hit it three times and you're done.
God, that could be the song for a wedding too.
Right. Hit it once, hit it twice, now you're third time. Okay, now you're done.
Now you gotta marry the bitch. That'd be great.
But that is literally, I'm trying to think of the many, many songs I used to sing at church. And that's the only song that pops up, and it's not even a church song.
It's not even a church. I'm really curious to see. Because I like, no, obviously, like, both their families know Spanish, you know, but like, I don't really know, like, her friends or like the rest of her family or.
You know what I think the song might be? Crap, what is it? Is it. There's a song that we used to sing right before we did like the peace, because you do the peace, give the peace. Have you seen that at all?
No.
So it's like, okay, now you turn to your neighbor and give peace. So you turn to everyone and you shake hands. La paz. Like, peace be with you. Peace be with you. So that's...
Don't they know it's COVID? I'm just kidding.
But it's funny because when people are like, peace be with you, or when the priest would say it, you would also repeat, and also with you. So when anybody says...
I need to know these things.
Right. When anybody ever says, may the force be with you, my brain immediately goes, and also with you.
And also with you.
I blame going being Catholic.
Hey, that's always, I mean, that's nice.
Right. May the force be with you.
Wait, be with you?
It's like, peace be with you, and also with you.
And also with you.
So if,
why can't it just be peace be with you, too?
I mean, that too. But like, the priest will at some point say that, and the whole crowd will say, and also with you. But there, it's like, okay, now we give each other the sign of peace or whatever. And that's where you turn, handshake everyone you can. Peace be with you. Peace be with you.
Dude,
or
I'm
in Spanish, it'd be like La Paz, La Paz.
I'm gonna be a deer in mother effing headlights this entire
just start
ceremony.
Copying what everyone does. Luckily, you're doing a rehearsal.
I am, yeah. I'm kind of just, I mean, I'm excited for her. This is happening finally. Mm-hmm. Let's go. But like, I'm also like, this will just be a culture experience for me, whether it's in English or Spanish.
Right.
Like, I still probably won't know what's going on.
Yeah, they'll do different prayers at different times, like around, like, I think it was the peace, and then we would do. Holy Father, whatever that prayer is. I can't say it in English, but it's like Padre Nuestro. Like, you, everyone just kind of repeats it, like says it in unison. But there's like a song somewhere in there, and I don't remember if it was like Amen. I don't remember.
Hopefully, they just got the lyrics printed out for me.
I'm just trying to pronounce all the words.
Yeah,
just like, gotta make sure to spell it phonetically for you.
Exactly, spell it how it sounds.
Okay, now I can't wait to hear about this.
Yeah. I'll let you. No, the rehearsal's tomorrow night. So, okay. And then the wedding's Friday. So I'll let you know.
Unfortunately, I will give you guys a heads up. We will not have a podcast next week because.
Oh, yeah.
We are going to do something out of spite. We
this
love being
is very
petty. And we love being spiteful.
This is hilarious. And this is like so ridiculous, in my opinion.
And I'm so excited for it. So next week, we had planned to go as a show to go to a vegan restaurant, mostly to spite BJ, because he's like, you're not going to go all the way down to Tacoma to a vegan restaurant when there's so many other options that aren't vegan. Like, if you're not vegan or vegetarian, you're going to want to go to a non... Like, if you had the choice between vegan and non-vegan, you're obviously going to go non-vegan, right? And we're like, no, we're going to go. And we're all going to go together.
Yeah. Well, it's so funny, too, because I'm a vegetarian, so I'm the most likely out of anyone on the show to actually like go to this place or like you find this place. But I'm like, I wouldn't even go all the way to Tacoma to go to a vegan. You know what I mean?
Well, in the middle of the week.
In the middle of the week, especially now since I'm like, I'm already looking at the menu like, what's going to be like kind of okay for me to eat? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I mean, I'll go to just be with the show. But I'm like, this is so spiteful and petty.
I love it.
Is BJ going?
I told him he can come, and he's like, nah, I got stuff going on that day.
Plus then, like, I guess it would ruin the entire thing. Because he would just have eaten his words and some vegan food.
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, we're all going to be doing it, so we won't be able to podcast that day because we're going to be on our spite train.
See, Vicky loves being spiteful and petty. I told y'all.
I'm here for it.
I'd be like, damn, Tacoma, that's too much work to be petty. I'll just spill red wine all over yourself. Right, all over someone.
Spill wine and tell everyone it's a costume party.
That's easier.
But thank you guys for joining us, and we will talk to you guys next time.
Bye.